Trump accuses Biden officials of treason at highest level for opening southern border. By John Binder on May 21, 2025. President Donald Trump is accusing officials who worked for former President Joe Biden of treason at the highest level, blaming them for opening the nation's southern border and allowing some 8 million migrants to arrive in the United States in just 4 years. In a Truth Social post on Wednesday, Trump played into officials who worked for the Biden administration and blamed them for the former president's lax enforcement of the U.S. immigration laws that welcomed millions of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Most significantly, Trump suggested that such officials, perhaps former Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, be charged with crimes. Joe Biden was not for open borders. He never talked about open borders, where criminals of all kinds, shapes, and sizes can flow into our country at will, Trump wrote. It wasn't his idea to open the border and almost destroy our country and cost us hundreds of billions of dollars to get criminals out of our country and go through the process we are going through now. It was the people that knew he was cognitively impaired and that took over the autopen. They stole the presidency of the United States and put us in great danger. This is treason at the highest level. They did it to destroy our country. The Joe Biden that everybody knew would never allow drug dealers, gang members, and the mentally insane to come into our country totally unchecked and unvetted. All anyone has to do is look up his record. Something very severe should happen to these treasonous thugs that wanted to destroy our country, but couldn't, because I came along. Make America great again. Emphasis added. Vice President J.D. Vance made a similar statement in an interview on the New York Times podcast Interesting Times. "Far be it from me to defend Joe Biden," he said. "But I really think the more that we learn, the more that we see the policy of the Biden administration was driven much more by staff than it was by the elected president." Under Mayorkas's tenure, the illegal alien population ballooned as 8 million migrants were welcomed, mostly at the southern border, though some were flown into the United States interior by DHS. Several Americans were killed on Mayorkas's watch by migrants released into the U.S. interior under his DHS directives, including Lachlan Riley, Jocelyn Nungere, Kayla Hamilton, James McCammon, Jocelyn Joanna Tokisa, Maria Gonzalez, Jimmy Chang, as well as Angelica Guadalupe Maya Brichenow and her 3-year-old daughter, among many others. A parole pipeline, which Mayorkas opened and directed, imported an estimated more than 1 million migrants who had no ties to the United States by allowing them to schedule appointments for release at the southern border and fly into American airports via commercial flights. Mayorkas repeatedly refused to provide Congress with a full accounting of migrants released into American communities during his tenure. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has since revealed that migrants on the terrorist watch list were given parole under Mayorkas and released into the United States, where they started collecting benefits like Medicaid. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.